Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
There is a controversial case going on right now in AI and video games that has caused a lot of people to be upset. And so today on the podcast, we're going to talk about it and talk about what has recently happened, which recently Valve has actually responded to claims that it has banned AI-generated games from Steam. So this is actually a fairly rare statement. A bunch of claims were made that Valve was rejecting games with AI-generated assets from its Steam game store. And to be fair, or to be honest, Valve is like notoriously silent on, just the whole like developer side of things. They really don't make a lot of public statements. So I think this is kind of a big deal that they have made this. But essentially, they are the gatekeeper of PC gaming distribution because Steam is such a massive distributor of PC games. But they said that their policy was evolving and this wasn't a stand against AI, though they did essentially say that they did ban some AI games. And I think a lot of this whole issue kind of came out when a indie game developer, he said that he published a game to to Valve's kind of Steam store or whatever, and it got denied. He has tons of games that he's published in the past. This got denied. And he said that when he was creating this game, he had a number of assets on the game that were fairly obviously AI generated. And, his plan was, just kind of throw up a rough draft of the game with some, more obviously AI generated things and then kind of go and refine them based off of, the adoption of the game. And I've seen a lot of other kind of indie entrepreneurs in a lot of different spaces take similar strategies where essentially they'll create a bunch of different content or, games or a bunch of software or other things that are kind of like, they put out like a beta or like a test version first to see what the adoption, the interest level is on it. And based off of that, whichever ones are the most popular, they go and they spend all of their time and resources to make those ones a lot better. I know everyone has different entrepreneurial styles. This is one that has worked fairly well for me in the past. Because it's really hard in today's day and age with so many different algorithms and different platforms for distribution to know when you create a piece of content, how it will be distributed and received, if you're going to get picked up in an algorithm. And so I think this is probably his idea with this. But when he created it, he very quickly received a letter from Steam saying that his game was, not because it had AI tools in or AI assets in there, it was not going to be approved. And essentially, I think the idea or the issue here is that Steam is worried that they don't know who owns the copyright to AI-generated assets. And so they don't, there's a bunch of currently ongoing lawsuits. And so they're currently blocking that, which is really, really interesting. So Steam essentially has a review and approval process, which is a lot like any other app platforms. And its rules on content aren't always clear. And this is also something, to be fair, that a lot of people have accused Google or even Apple. I hear a lot of criticism about Apple in the review process and being someone that owns and, has a bunch of different apps on the App Store. I have seen this before. So this one indie developer that I was referencing, he actually posted this whole thing in a subreddit. And he said that they're no longer essentially willing to publish games with AI-generated content. So I think what is interesting is that the game that he submitted had, quote unquote, a few assets that were fairly obviously AI generated. And so I'm curious to see at what level they actually comb through a game and they, look at it and how they determine what is AI generated. But, according to him, it was fairly obvious. So I'd be curious to see kind of what their level of review is, how they, do they actually run elements or components through AI generating, detectors and whatnot. So I think this is kind of interesting. But this is the quote that they gave him. They said, as the legal ownership of such AI-generated art is unclear, we cannot ship your game while it contains these AI-generated assets. Unless you can affirmatively confirm that you own the rights to all of the IP used in the data set that trained the AI to create the assets in your game. So here is another interesting thing. About a week after that, they gave him another update, and they said, because I think he tried to resubmit the game, and they said, we reviewed your game and took our time to better understand the AI tech used to create it. Again, we will strive to ship most titles submitted to us. We cannot ship games for which the developer does not have all of the necessary rights at this time. We are declining to distribute your game since it's unclear if the underlying AI tech used to create the assets has sufficient rights to the training data set. Now, I'm assuming what they're referring to is Midjourney, that some of these assets may be created by Midjourney, and that might be one of their issues. Now, you know, while this is a big issue that a lot of people are talking about today, I think what is interesting is this problem has, like, sort of been solved, right? So recently we had news from Adobe that said any content created on Adobe's new AI image generator, they would actually pay for any lawsuits against any copyright infringements that people may find on it. And the reason that Adobe is so confident in it is because their entire database and platform that their model was trained off of was images that were exclusively owned by them, or they exclusively paid for. And so they essentially have a stock image site, and they used that, which they have the rights to train their entire model, unlike Midjourney or even, you know, OpenAI's DALL-E 2, which uses more, you know, more broadly assets from the internet, which they don't have the rights to. So I think this is really interesting. I think the solution here is to use Adobe's solutions when you're generating some of these assets. But I know this is easier said than done, because Midjourney is by a long shot, the best text-to-image generator. And there's a lot of these other tools that are very good at what they do that are very specific. And so I think it's going to be a tricky situation, and we'll have to see how a lot of the lawsuits play out. But I have also, you know, while we're talking about video games, I have also seen a lot of really impressive AI tech that it allows you to essentially generate characters within video games, 3D characters with text prompts. And those are all trained off of data sets that the company explicitly had the rights to use. And so I think at the end of the day, it's going to matter a lot more where you get your assets generated, and there'll be probably different ways that you prove, you know, what AI engines you're using to generate your assets. And I think that will resolve a lot of these issues. But at the moment, it definitely is an issue that people are talking about. So I think as the use of AI as a game development tool this isn't actually a controversial topic, just using AI. A lot of major developers like Ubisoft have very vocally said that they believe AI assistance is helpful, and they might actually be necessary to build at scale at the rate that they want to, especially when they're talking about metaverses and a lot of things that require just an insane amount of assets. But AI that helps create really realistic mountains or switch up, you know, quest structures is one thing, and generative AI powered by unpaid artists is, you know, what they would say is another. So I think it's not exactly clear what liability, if any, different creators or distributors of this AI art are going to have. We're still waiting for a lot of the lawsuits to kind of settle. But if these creators can't realistically claim copyrights on their own work, I think that Valve has essentially just said that this is a risk, and publishing their games is too high of a risk. So Valve responded to Eurogamer and said that basically their policy is more, you know, what's legally required than any other stance on AI. I don't think they have a problem with AI in general. It's not like they're just banning AI because they dislike it. They said, we know it is a constantly evolving tech, and our goal is not to discourage the use of it on Steam. Instead, we're working through how to integrate it into our already existing review policies. Stated plainly, our review process is a reflection of current copyright laws and policies, not an added layer of our opinion. As these laws and policies evolve over time, so are our process. So I think in the meantime, Valve says that it's going to refund the normally non-refundable app submission fee for you know, this specific developer, or in any other cases where this is a problem. But I think at the time, it's, you know, not really clear that AI is being used meaningfully outside of a bit of experimentation. So it's going to be interesting to see what actual impact this has on the industry as a whole, and how we see this evolving in the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.